This first meeting that we're going to have as a community meeting, we have a couple of questions that we are going to ask folks who come and attend, which we are not going to reveal to you now.
Don't get the answers up front.
No, we don't get the answers up front. Well, there's been a group of folks that Jess and I worked to assemble early in March from sort of all different demographics from around town, different ages, different incomes, different interests. And so we've been meeting pretty much monthly since March to try to learn some of these different skills, how to learn how to ask a powerful question,
which is really tough. It's a lot harder than it sounds.
Yeah, sort of the old, what was the adage that Jay was sharing with us? You know, if a question well asked is a problem half solved.
Yes.
So one skill we've been working on is just not immediately jumping to problem solving, not just immediately going to fix it. How can you explore more about what's going on? How can you learn more, get different perspectives, and be comfortable with the idea that you're not just going to go in slap a Band-Aid on something. You might need to learn more about it before you actually take action. So that's been a little bit hard for
folks. That's been really hard for folks, and we actually talk about that almost every meeting. So, yeah.
But what we would like to try to do with this first meeting is a lot of different events that other people, that all of us have gone to in Petersburg. We talk about the values of Petersburg. So it seems like folks have a fairly shared idea of what some of the values of the community are. We value tradition. It's a hardworking community. You see there's a lot of community pride in the community. But there are also places where we maybe don't see those values so much, and that's what we want to explore through the Let's Talk Petersburg venue. Where can we bolster those values up? And how do we get there? And how do we learn more about why there are those cracks?
At the risk of jumping to the solution point, what is the end product from this, though? What are your goals? What do you want out of this?
Well, from the Petersburg Community Foundation standpoint, there are a couple of things. I mean, the board, you know, the community of Petersburg has been very generous in its ongoing contributions to the Community Foundation. And one thing we do is we give out grants then to the community. And so what we would like to do is to sort of maybe broaden the scope of interest and where grant dollars might be able to be applied once we do get to the point of actually taking action and solving some problems. So that's one interest of the Community Foundation. The other end objective really is that learning about other people's perspectives and other people's values, and to educate people on civic dialogue, that it's not just maybe tuning in to a city council meeting, although great work gets done there. There's different types of ways. You know, our community has the answers, and we need to open up our ears and sort of hear them a little bit differently.
Yeah. And the library's involvement is, the mission of the library is to connect people to the world of ideas. And so really bringing people together to talk, and we are doing that process right there. Helping that vision of connecting people to one another and people from all across our community. The library is a very diverse group of people that walk in the door every day. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of thoughts and going on, and people, it's just a great way to connect everybody together in a really safe environment where people can express themselves freely and feel like it's okay.
Yeah, and that was the mission cue. We had talked about that before. And the mission of the Petersburg Community Foundation is to strengthen our community through effective philanthropy. So looking for ways to target those grants, get the word of the foundation out there, and increase involvement.
Okay. And to be clear, you have this organized group that's set up the framework, kind of, but this is open to the entire community that you want to come out.
Please, please, please. I mean, our whole interest is getting as wide a range of community residents, part-time, full-time, just came to town. Come meet some people, do something new. Yeah, absolutely. As wide open an event as you could imagine.
Yeah, and all ages, too. So, I mean, you know, we would love kids from the high school to come up and participate. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's point of view is worthy to be represented there.
I mean, people in this town have been to so many meetings over the years and have sat down and heard people's problems and issues. And a lot of times nothing happens from that. Mm-hmm. And the same meeting happens a year from now.
Right. Well, I think the structure of the The concept behind Let's Talk Petersburg is pretty different than most of the meetings that folks are accustomed to attending. We're trying to create an around the kitchen table kind of environment. So we're going to have lots of round tables for folks to come. People are just going to sort of chit chat, exchange thoughts and ideas back and forth. In a much more relaxed manner. It's not like there's going to be one person at the head of the table that says, you have 2 minutes, you have 2 minutes, you have 2 minutes. It's really dialogue. We're creating a forum for dialogue. And we're also really just trying to create an environment where people can listen and where people can learn and where they can engage. So again, back to this problem-solving bit, we're not it's a learning structure. It's not necessarily a problem-solving structure right now.
Yeah, so we're there just to explore the topics that we are presenting, and that the value on listening is just as important as talking at these roundtables.
Yeah, and largely we're looking for the community to raise up and say, this is where we think there's problems, issues, or opportunities. It's not us. It's not any other entity saying, this is what we're going to deal with now, and this is what's on the platter. It's the community's opportunity to raise up their interests and concerns, a very grassroots kind of format.